WWER 88.1 Colonial Beach Community Radio. This is Eric with another edition of Talk of the Town, and I am here with Janelle Johnson. Janelle, how are you doing?
Great.
Great. Thank you for being on Talk of the Town.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so everyone has a Colonial Beach story. What's yours?
So I grew up in King George.
Close by?
Yes. Family, okay. Born and raised there. So I always came to Colonial Beach when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I moved to Waldorf area, Maryland.
Oh, God. Where in Waldorf?
White Plains off of Billingsley Road.
Okay. So you know Jimmy's Paddock?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So I moved over there because I was commuting to D.C.
Okay.
And it was a kind of medium for me to get to work in D.C., but also be close to my family.
That's a terrible drive, Waldorf to D.C.
It was a lot better than Fredericksburg.
Okay.
A lot better than 95 Fredericksburg.
Okay.
So I was over there for 17 years, wanted my daughter to finish school over there.
Okay.
As soon as she graduated, my mom had bought a house here right before COVID in 2020 in Colonial Beach.
Wow.
And we were coming down here through COVID. And I started working from home. And so once my daughter graduated and I kind of figured I was not going back into the office.
Right, right.
I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and move over here too.
And you work from home now?
Yes.
Okay. What made your mom come to Colonial Beach?
Just she was living in King George and she just started eyeballing houses. We would come down here occasionally and go to Dockside or, you know, hang out. And once she bought the house over here, COVID hit. She bought it in February 2020, and she hadn't quite moved here yet. She still had both homes. So me and my friends would come over on the weekend and kind of hang out during COVID and do things down here.
Right, right.
And so it just kind of like, you know, I want to move over here. And I actually bought my house over here before I sold my house in Waldorf because I wasn't sure if I was going to get to continue working from home.
Sure.
So once that was kind of like, okay, I don't think they're going to make us come back in, then I said, I'm going to go ahead and move over.
Okay, well, you were also the owner of Cruisin' Tiki's.
Yes.
And we're on the boat right now.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, now how did that happen? You're commuting to a government job.
Yes.
How do you become an owner of a tiki boat?
So it was funny because I'm still on a lot of the Facebook pages and stuff for Southern Maryland.
Okay.
And I saw that Solomon's Island had gotten one.
Yes.
And
you're not related though.
No.
Okay.
No.
I know the Solomon's Island tiki boat.
Okay, great. So I just looked at my boyfriend and I said, we need this here. And we just kind of started checking into it and talk to corporate. It is a franchise.
So it's a franchise tiki boat.
Yes.
And you have the franchise for Virginia or
Colonial
just,
Beach?
Just Colonial Beach.
Yeah, this area.
Okay.
Yes. So we just looked at everything and, you know, we had lived here 2.5 years and had been on the water once.
Okay.
So we were actually right. thinking about buying our own personal boat.
Sure.
And when we saw this, I was just like, Colonial Beach needs this here. There's nothing like this to do here. There's hardly any, you know, boat rentals or
right.
boat tours. There's some fishing charters and stuff like that. But it just, you know, drew me that we needed this for this town. I really wanted it. And we kind of decided it wasn't even really about making money. You're not going to get rich off of this.
Right, right, right.
But I wanted to have this option here
okay.
for people.
Okay. I have a lot of questions, but the okay. first one is, we are on the boat now.
Yes.
I'm going to say, what is this, 15 feet, 18
yes,
feet?
Yes, 15 and a half.
Okay, and it is?
It's an octagon.
It's an octagon.
Yes.
Okay, so the captain's in the middle.
Yes.
This is kind of like a bar all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
What are we floating on? What is this?
They're actually barrels. They're like drums, but we do have, obviously, a motor. But this is a nice, like, slow cruising, you know, speed. We're not going to...
So we're floating on empty barrels.
Yes.
On
mm-hmm.
ribs or like, something.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it, I guess it's seaworthy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These are U.S. Coast Guard compliant.
Okay.
We have to have a licensed captain drive it. Very safe. It's good for up to 6 people when it's a paid tour.
Okay. Tell me how that works.
So it's 6 people max. We do offer 2 types of tours. You can do private where you book the entire boat good for up to 6 people, no matter how many you have.
For like do you do like bachelor parties or?
Oh yeah, we've had a bachelor party, bachelorette party, 50th anniversary,
birthdays
are a big one. Sometimes people just want to do it for like date night.
Oh yeah,
go out by themselves. But we offer the private where you book the whole boat, and then we have some public tours. So that if it's just 2 people in town in an Airbnb or something, and they don't have 6 people, they can book 2 tickets. They could be end up on it with 2 or 4 other people, but okay. We have that option so that you can still get on it for a cheaper rate.
Okay, so you take out the tiki boat. Where does it go?
So we mainly go in the bay.
Okay, so right now we're docked near dockside.
Yes.
We're in the pier.
Yep. So we pick up, it's Colonial Beach, marina.
Okay.
But we pick up close to the parking lot up there.
Okay.
So you don't have to walk down all the way down to the where we store it. The captain pulls up there, you board, and then he usually drives down the bay here.
Okay.
We do offer 2 stops halfway in between if they would like. You don't have to, but we offer Los Hermanos or Ice House.
Okay, so you'll make a stop in case somebody has to pee.
If they want to use the bathroom, if they want to get more drinks, both places you can take drinks to go.
Okay, so this is not a functioning bar.
No, it is bring your own bottle.
Okay.
We do offer 2 coolers full of ice, one that you can put your own drinks in. You can also bring your own cooler on if that's easier for you. And then okay. We have another cooler with clean ice so you can mix drinks. We have solo cups and shot glasses and all of that that you can use, but you do bring your own bottle.
Okay.
You're welcome to bring food, as well. We've had people bring like little, cheese spreads and things like that.
Okay.
Chips and stuff. We do offer bottled water for you. We provide that with the coolers.
Anybody get seasick?
We've never had anyone get seasick. It doesn't really go fast.
No. I was on the YouTube, okay?
Yeah.
And I saw I think it's a drone filming it,
uh-huh.
Okay? And the captains can spin this boat in circles.
Yes.
I saw that on my computer. I almost vomited, okay?
Oh, no. So, we like to do donuts because it is a circle boat, and you just turn the wheel, and it naturally does donuts.
Okay, no. I'll do the upside down. I'll do the but I cannot do roundy.
Yeah, but we don't have to do that
if
somebody, is cautious about that. But, no, it's a good time. We have 5 captains that drive for us. 2 main ones that pick up most of the shifts, and then we have 3 that fill in here and there.
Okay.
And they absolutely love it. We've had nothing but great feedback from the customers. They love going on it. We've had repeat customers when they have friends or family in town. They want to bring them back to do it again. It's just a nice, fun time.
So we go out.
Yep.
And as you were saying, they could stop. Sometimes they don't, I guess.
It's up to the group. Yep.
They can stop here, stop at Ice House or
Los Hermanos,
mm-hmm. And then you keep going?
Yep, we can go up into the creek a little bit. It depends on how low the tide is, how far we can get back there.
Okay.
If it's high tide, we can almost get back to where the winery is. But
oh, wow.
A lot of times it's low, and there's nowhere to really pull up there. It's just nice to kind of take that little tour.
Yes.
And if the river is calm, we do have some captains that love to go riverside. So we've gone all the way up to the riverboat before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that does draw a lot of attention with people on the beach,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a nice flag that goes up with our phone number on and stuff. So the beach goers see us. They usually call and ask about it.
Oh, that's great. I would assume that if it's going this way, you kind of know what the tour is. It's not scripted, but
right.
Yeah, they know. So right. When you go, do you see bald eagles? Do you see osprey nests?
A lot of osprey nests. Last year, we actually did an osprey tour.
Oh, wow.
With the
Osprey Festival?
Yes. So we raffled off a tour during that festival. That was our first, start. And Barry got on and did the whole little tour with a group of people.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool because you can see a lot of nests that are actually in the water.
Wow.
There's platforms out there.
Oh, sure.
We see the swans and ducks and all kinds of stuff out there.
Fish?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jump out of the water once in a while, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Or an osprey carrying one.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
How about if you go out there, mosquitoes and stuff?
We haven't really had too much problem with that, maybe because we're moving.
Okay.
Yeah. We do have these little wasp deterrents up here just so no wasps build in here, so we haven't had those problems, but or bees, hornets, whatever, but yeah, we don't see too many bugs, probably because we're moving along.
Okay, well, the boat is really cute. I know we can't see this on the radio, but it has a lot of, looks like bamboo, yep. a lot of wicker, a lot of, like a thatched roof. But is this all plastic?
It's bamboo. This is bamboo.
This is actually bamboo.
Yep, this is bamboo.
Oh, and this is wood.
Yep, it's all wood and bamboo.
It's very attractive.
Yes.
Have you ever run into rough seas?
Not really.
Storm?
Well, we won't go if the winds are 20 miles an hour sustainable or higher. Okay. So we won't go in that. We will go out in the rain because the roof is covered. We've had people go out in the rain and have been fine. We really haven't had to cancel too many for weather reasons.
Okay.
There was one time last year that the parking lot was flooded because of the tide. Right, we couldn't get to the boats.
We had
to cancel for that.
Right.
But weather-wise, we've been pretty lucky. It can get pretty windy down here, especially on the riverside.
Okay.
So that's something we definitely watch for. If it's too windy, we won't go out.
Okay.
And it's amazing the difference, too, between riverside and the bayside in what the weather, the waves, and the wind can be as well.
Can someone request riverside?
They can if it's safe, but it's up to the captain.
Okay.
If it's not a good day for it, because you can clearly see sometimes the white caps out there when it's smooth on this side, then we won't go.
And this has been operating for, you said, about 2 years?
This is our second year.
Okay.
It's our second season.
I saw a billboard in King George.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
So we decided to put that up this year. It just went up a few weeks ago, actually.
Yep.
We're running it through the summer season.
Okay, good.
Because last year was our first year, and I tried to promote it as much as possible to get the word out there, but we had so many people that would come in from out of town on a Saturday, see the boat out, and really want to go out on it, and we were already booked. And so they'll know we're here for this year, but if they're just coming down for a week or whatever and we're booked, I really wanted something to let people know that we're down here. And with the traffic that 301 gets, I'm quite sure there's people who travel that route who don't even know what Colonial Beach is, even though we're 15 minutes away.
Right.
So I thought that would be a good, you know, to let everyone know that we are down here.
Well, with the new billboard and the new season, this really is talk of the town.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say I want to, or any of our listeners want to book it. What do we call in?
You can call the 800 number, or you can go to cruisingtikiscolonialbeach.com.
Okay, that's cruising.
Cruising.
No G.
No G.
cruisingtikiscolonialbeach.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And there's a whole platform there. It says book now. You can select which dates are available. We offer up to 4 tours a day.
Wow.
So you can go, you know, 11 a.m. or 1:30 or 4 p.m. And then we have a sunset at 6:30.
So what? How long is the tour?
It's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours either way.
Yep.
If I go to the riverboat, or if I go back here.
Correct.
2 hours.
Yep.
That's why you have to stop, right?
2 hours. Yeah. And some people want that stop. And some people really don't. They're like, no, we're good. Keep on going.
Okay. So 2 hour relaxing.
Yes.
Very relaxing.
Yes. We have Bluetooth speakers that you can hook up to and play your own music, or our captains will play music for you. Our captains kind of do like a Jimmy Buffett kind of theme. But if you want to hook your own, you're welcome to do that too. Okay. It's a nice little sound system. But yes, it's just very fun and relaxing.
This is actually spacious and seems very sturdy.
Yes.
But it seems like I could put 12... I could put 15, 20 people on this. Why six?
So it's rated for 12 boat-wise.
Okay.
But paid tours, it's a Coast Guard compliance where it's a 6-pack captain's license that drives this.
Oh.
And so it's rated for 6 for paid tours.
Okay. So I could get on the web. I can call the 1-800 number.
Yep.
What if I am from out of town, I come to dockside and I see the boat, can I...
We do have our phone number with a QR code and Facebook and website all on a sign that's on the boat. So you would see that, and you would have our information to give us a call. We don't really do like walk-ups and get on, because we have to prep the boat and know that we're going to have a 2-hour tour and stock it and, you know, be ready to go. And so for scheduling, it does need to be scheduled. We will do some last minutes as long as I have a captain that can do a last minute.
Okay.
So, you know, I've had people call me and say, is there any way I can go out today?
Right.
And if I have a captain that can go out an hour from now, we'll make that happen.
Okay. How much is it?
So it's about $60 to $65 a person for the 2 hours. So depending on if you book per seat, so if you book per seat, you would pay the $60 a ticket.
Okay.
The weekends and sunsets are $65. That's the difference.
Oh, I see.
And then the private is the same. It's $360 or $390, which still ends up being the $60 or $65, but you're right. Booking those full up to six seats.
And so when you say the weekend price, so this is 7 days a week?
Yes, we're 7 days a week.
My gosh, what, I imagine you're busy on the weekend.
The weekend is our busiest time.
Sure.
In the summer, yes.
Do you really have people come to the Tiki Boat in the afternoon on a Monday?
We have. This past week, we had a tour go out on Tuesday, and we had one yesterday, a 2:30 yesterday. So, and we had a sunset on Tuesday.
So with the weather getting nice, if people, with people listening to this, the key is book it on Tuesday, Wednesday, because then they can get what they want.
True, true. The weekdays definitely are a little bit slower than the weekends, but if there's a birthday or something that you, a date you really want, then yes, get on and book it now before we fill up for the summer.
Right, right, right. Okay, that's exciting. What else are you involved in?
So,
Colonial Beach.
Well, when I first moved down to Colonial Beach, like I said, it was kind of COVID time when we started coming here, and a lot of the restaurants were still open, even if it was pickup.
Or
outside seating, you know.
Right.
And so on the weekend, I would go through all of the different website, you know, Facebook pages for each place and see what they're having that night. So I was like, oh, this is, you know, I've got to go through 20 different things.
Right.
So I started a Facebook page called Taste of Colonial Beach. And it basically, I share all of the food and drink happenings, and I share every day. So if Lenny's is offering a breakfast special on a Wednesday, I'm sharing it on Taste of Colonial Beach. Or, you know, the bands at High Tides and Dockside and Ice House has a lot of trivia, and the breweries have something going on almost every day.
Right.
So I'll jump on and share that. When we eat out a lot, we go out to eat a lot. We try to support all the local businesses
here. Yes.
And so when we go out, we'll usually post what we had and, you know, just so people can see that and try to push like places that might not get that exposure otherwise.
Okay. So on Facebook, Taste of Colonial Beach.
Yes.
What a resource.
Yes, it is. It is. I have a lot of people that come up to me and say, I go to your page and check for what I'm going to do that weekend because everything is there. So you don't have to pop into each single, you know, venue and see what their specials are or what they're going to have going on for music that week.
Okay, so we get a lot of information and we have it on WWER.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to partner up somehow.
Sure.
And get the, and get the information out there to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you see the Tiki Boat this summer? What do you see about next couple of years? What, do you have plans?
Well,
a second boat?
I would love to say that we could get a second boat.
Okay.
Even if we had this one fully booked, the problem would be finding more captains to drive another boat.
Okay.
So, captains out there
that
have your license, we're always looking to put you on, you know, on our roster just to have someone to fill in when we need to.
And the captain gets a cut of the $60?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The captain gets paid, and then they also get tipped. Hopefully, everyone is tipping them well. But, yes, I've heard that they have a great time. They absolutely love doing it.
Okay.
They really think it's fun. You know, they've had some really good groups of people on here. And we have people who will come back and request the same captain again.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's great. But all of our captains are great. So it's nice if you get one day and one another day and just have, you know, that experience to have them both.
As licensed captains and captains, you know, the Coast Guard compliance.
Yes.
If something terrible happened, would the captain go down with the ship?
Well, I would hope that he would save everyone.
Okay. All right.
No, and I will say these ships are, this boat, they originated in Florida. It is a franchise. And when we first were looking into getting our boat, there were a lot of questions I had. Like, can it stay outside?
Yes.
Do we have to get a covered slip? These were made for like Florida type winds, hurricane, like they have not had
swamp
any issues really, even in severe weather. They're built very, very well.
Yep. And for this, I would say just being on it, you feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is really, I've never been on a Tiki boat in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So well, is, welcome.
Yeah. This is amazing.
Yep.
So what do you, the Tiki boat, maybe a great summer. maybe another great summer, you would get a second boat.
That's always an option. Always an option. You know, we'll just see how it goes. I would love to have two, mainly so that people with parties bigger than six can go out together.
Yes, yes.
That's a big draw if you've got, you know, a bridal party of 10.
Right.
This does only hold six. And that, you know, so it would be great to have another one. I don't know that we're headed there yet.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see.
And being involved in Colonial Beach and the taste of Colonial Beach, and where do you see Colonial Beach in about 5 years?
You know, I really love it here. I love that we have tons of restaurants to choose from. We have breweries. We have the winery. I really hope that that type of economic development continues to happen.
Okay.
I don't want it to get too big. I love being on the golf cart and not dealing with traffic.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I hardly ever get in my car here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I kind of am like, oh, do I really need to go to Dahlgren for something? Nah, if I can't get in town, I probably really don't need it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. That's great.
I love the sense of community here, and I hope that we don't lose that. Everyone knows each other.
Right.
You know, I've made so many friends here.
Sure.
It's a great community. I love it. And I love what we're doing as far as, you know, always opening something new, the restaurants,
sure.
You know, a variety of things here to do.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is Janelle. Thank you so much. Janelle Johnson, owner of Cruise and Tiki's.
Yes.
You must be proud.
Yes, I am.
That's great. Okay. So again, I think instead of, repeating the website, I would just go to Google and put in Cruise and Tiki's Colonial Beach, and it'll take me right to it.
Yep, you can do that as well.
Yep, okay. And what's your 1-800 number?
It's actually 1-877-CB-TIKI'S. It's
CB-TIKI'S,
easier way to remember.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
CB-TIKI'S.
Right. Okay, great. Well, this has been a great talk of the town. This is Eric, WWER. And Janelle, what's your favorite radio station?
88.1.
Okay, thank you.